We've nearly run out of time on Naked Oceans this month, but first, before we go, let's find out what we've got for our Critter of the Month.
My name is Peter Buston. I'm an assistant professor in marine biology and evolutionary ecology at Boston University. And the critter that I've worked on for a very long time is the clown anemone fish made famous by the movie Nemo. They're always found in close association with giant tropical sea anemones, which are about, on average, about half a meter across. The anemones provide the fish with everything they need. They provide them with protection from predators, a place for the fish to lay their eggs, and they never stray from the anemone's tentacles. So within each anemone, there's a single group of clownfish, anywhere from sort of 3 to 6 individuals. The largest is always the female, and she's dominant to everybody else. The second largest is the male, and the third largest is a non-breeder. It's neither reproducing as a male nor as a female. The same goes for the fourth, fifth, sixth individual. If we start from the bottom, there's a queue for breeding positions, and so these non-breeders are waiting in line to inherit breeding positions. Lower ranked individual remains small. It remains 80% of the size of the immediate dominant, and it remains small because if it gets any bigger, the dominant would evict it. If, for instance, the female of the group dies, then the male will change sex and take the position of the female. And the largest non-breeder, that's the one at the front of the queue, will start breeding as a male. And everybody else moves one up in the queue. It sometimes takes them 10, 15, 20 years to inherit a breeding position, but it's the best way of sort of going about it because there are no breeding positions vacant elsewhere because all of the anemones are occupied and all of the anemones have a little queue like this going on in them. The species is really easy to work with. You can go onto the reef and you can map out all of the anemones, and you can go back and find the fish exactly where you left them the day before. You can identify individuals based on natural variation in their markings, the same way that you tell your friends apart. I was able to tell apart 350 individuals in the population. They're super photogenic, and so if you go down onto the reef, that even with all the other colors around, these clown anemone fish really stand out. There's loads of interesting questions, but also you can do very cool long-term observations of a known population of individuals. And that's what attracted me to working on them.
Peter Buston there from the University of Boston, introducing us to the sex-changing anemone fish. And you can check out lots more marine critters on our website. That's thenakedscientist.com/oceans. Well, that's all for this month on Naked Oceans. A huge thank you to Bryce Semmons, James Guest, Kathy Lucas, and Peter Buston. Tune in next time when we'll be looking into the many ways we trade the oceans, from blue carbon to seahorses. Until then, we'd love to hear from you. We're on Twitter at Naked Oceans, or drop us an email. The address is nakedoceans@thenakedscientist.com. And you'll find out more info on this month's show and all the others at thenakedscientist.com/oceans. Thanks for listening. Catch you next time.
Naked Oceans is produced by the Naked Scientists and supported by the Save Our Seas Foundation. For more information, look them up online at SaveOurSeas.com.